This is not a survey. This is a report. And what we did is we went out and looked at the public information that's already available from OMB with the OMB 53 reports on IT infrastructure budgets, and then applied the calculations that are being used through Standish Group or Gartner, and actually through OMB themselves, to see what potential savings could be in these areas of progressive technology, such as cloud computing and virtualization and open source, and a lot of the not just new technologies, but really now technologies that are pretty commonplace in commercial practices and that the government is increasingly looking at.
Okay, so it's fair to say you surveyed the literature, if you will.
Exactly, and the numbers that are already out there in the public domain.
And so these were estimates of savings in the private sector or in the government sector?
No, in the government sector. The estimates that we did was we looked at 30 key federal agencies based on the OMB 53 budgets that are available readily through OMB, and then applied the calculations that are being used by Gartner or Standish Group and even by OMB themselves when they're looking at what kind of savings can be seen in these areas.
Okay, so let's take an example. Virtualization, that's when you consolidate many computers into one and it does more work. And so how do you calculate the savings there? Because doesn't it depend on how many that you consolidate and how wide your virtualizing goes?
Yes, absolutely. But I think for the purposes of this report, what we tried to do was look at, say, an agency IT infrastructure budget. And if you applied the estimated virtualization savings we went right to OMB, they have an estimate of how much this saves, and apply it to that IT infrastructure budget, you see some pretty big numbers. Now, our calculations in this report, which is available at meritalk.com, it's free, anyone can download it, are assuming that agencies are starting from scratch with this. There are plenty of agencies and programs that are implementing this, but of course you can't see that when you look at the OMB number. So we assumed in the calculations that they would be starting from scratch. Some of the numbers we came up with were $880 million in savings at the Department of Justice, $592 million in savings from the Department of Agriculture, and there's details in the reports on additional savings that anyone can take a look at.
And that's just for virtualization?
That's just virtualization, yes.
And did you evaluate the effectiveness of employing these resources, open source, cloud computing, virtualization, based on how the agency has used processes in the past or where they are at this point, or how did you determine whether or not these savings could be realized?
No, we did not evaluate that. We really were looking at just pointing to the idea of where the potential for these savings is, not digging down into every program or implementation that's already out there. The goal of the report was really to show that we have no new money. We all are, pretty aware of, tight budgets, and that what can we look at with the budget that already exists in applying some new technologies that savings can be realized and hopefully re-put back into new IT processes. So in this report, we didn't dig down into those levels. It really was just looking at a high level, trying to sort of get people's attention onto the potential for the savings in these areas.
And we're talking with Caroline Boyd. She's the general manager of the online community Meritalk. And so who in an agency is supposed to make this happen? Is it can't be the program managers because they all share this IT. Is it the CIO is really the point person to start trying to get to cloud computing and virtualization?
Well, I think it's a combination of people, Tom. You've got, obviously, you have to make a business case for this, and that does require program managers and IT specialists and those, really working with the technology to be educating up the chain on where there are potentials for these applications within programs, that they're working on. The CIO and his and that office is definitely involved in it, but it also requires involving your budget officers as well in showing where the savings can be. So I think it's a matter of making this business case and pushing it up the chain, to the management. And I'll add that I'm sure you've probably seen this. I'm sure many of the listeners here have, but there's a lot of talk with the new administration about it, about these type of technologies. If you go on YouTube or change.gov, you can watch interviews with a lot of the people that are helping shape the new administration's technology agenda, you know, including even, you know, Vivek Kundra, who is, you know, been recommended for the e-government administrator position, and he talks about cloud. And so I think we're going to see a push for the agencies to be looking at these progressive technologies as we move over the next 4 years, especially, I mean, there's many, many benefits, but the cost savings is certainly a big one.
But did you evaluate how the government, which is a unique user, and their security concerns can conform? Will those savings will be realized because they also have these additional security concerns they need to contend with?
Yes, absolutely. And again, this report was not looking at those, but we certainly recognize those. And we're Meritok, as a result of sort of the kind of big numbers that came out of this report, we are going to be hosting an event in May, a forum with our users who are primarily government IT professionals, and bring them together with industry partners to talk exactly about that, because there are you know, security is certainly something that comes up when you look at these types of applications. But many agencies and many programs are already using it. There's quite a few different associations and alliances. The DoD is looking very, you know, strongly into these areas. So these are not things that are not being already used in government. It's that there are certainly government is unique in the challenges that it has with security specifically. So there's definitely things that we will find that government has to consider at a different level than, say, it would if you were applying it into the private sector. But security concerns are just as great there. If you look at the financial sector or others, they also have very high level security issues. So this is not something that has not gone unaddressed, but it's something we'll be discussing at a forum that we're going to put together to really dig into these issues and help agencies understand how they can make this business case and address the concerns. And that forum is going to be in May. So we have a couple months that we'll be putting together additional research and talking to experts as we drive towards that event.